taking a recap look at some of the highlights from last week's market week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Volatility still remains the name of the game for the cattle market. Even though last week was a fairly quieter week on the news side compared to 2 weeks ago, we still had quite the range of numbers. And Bob Linneman with Kleist Commodities gives us a look into just how much these cattle futures have moved throughout the last week and a half or so.
Since the November 25th low, which is a Tuesday, that January feeder cattle contract put in a low at 299.52. We just hit a higher high for the week, 339. So if you want to do the quick math there, I think almost $40 off the low in a week and a half. I mean, so volatility is still wildly high in the futures market here.
In around our hog market, there hasn't really been much news for say to really push that market higher. The hog market has all been based around technical trading.
I tried to etch out and carve out this low that was placed on the 24th of November, and you know, look at the chart, it does look like we're kind of starting to round this thing and move higher. So now it's just important to get through some of these technical resistance lines on the chart and see if we can attract some more momentum money.
And as we take a look at the grain market, that market has all been focused on trade and demand, and especially that trade and demand coming from China.
Yeah, I would agree with you that the trade is just wanting something fresh and something that, you know, almost a surprise. Everyone is expecting these daily sales and the weekly sales, once we start kind of finally getting caught up after the government shutdown, to confirm that China is in there and buying U.S. soybeans. You know, Ag Secretary has said that China is on pace and believes that they will hit that 12 million metric ton target by the end of February. And the market, it likes reassurance, but it wants to see confirmation, you know, and I think that is what we need.
And again, Bob Linneman with Kleist Commodities, and that was a recap of some of last week's market highlights. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.